Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Which prospects should you be stashing? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Saturday, April 8th. I am Frank Sanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's talk top prospects. Five on the verge. These are the ones that you need to be stashing. Francisco Alvarez as well. If you're listening to this on Saturday, then he's already up with the New York Mets. Sal Frelick with the Brewers. Brett Beatty also with the Mets. Brandon Pfaadt with the Diamondbacks. And Edward Julian with the Twins. What do we have on these, Scott?
Well, I guess we should get into Alvarez, even though the time to stash him is probably over coming up for the Mets, because Omar Narvaez is out for the next one third of the season, basically, with a calf injury. And because it's such a long absence, Alvarez is going to have to play. They're not going to call him up for that length of time just to waste away on the bench, just to be an emergency starter behind the plate. His offense is known to be well ahead of his defense, and so maybe most of his playing time will come at DH. But, you know, they're probably not going to want to hinder his development too much behind the plate. So maybe half the time behind the plate, maybe half the time at DH, occasionally on the bench. But enough at bats that Francisco Alvarez is going to be a worthy fantasy option, particularly in CBS Sports Leagues, where he's already catcher eligible. And some other platforms will have to regain it. He'll be DH only to start out. Sal Frelick, you know, we've recently found out Joey Weimer is ahead of him in the pecking order. After finding out late last year, Garrett Mitchell is ahead of him in the pecking order. I'm in on both Mitchell and Weimer, but I'm still surprised by both those decisions, because Frelick seems like a finished product and a can't-miss prospect. Plus contact skills, plenty of base stealing potential. It's going to happen sooner or later, and I think he'll be a useful fantasy option right away, Frelick, particularly in those five outfielder leagues. Brett Beatty is off to a hot start at AAA. He did recently leave with a thumb injury, in the same thumb where he had season-ending surgery last year, actually, but it was ruled to be just inflammation. He's day-to-day, should be fine. Eduardo Escobar off to a slow start at the major league level. And clearly not a long-term option for the Mets. So hopefully Brett Beatty can bust open that door sooner than later. Pfaadt was knocked around in his first start at AAA Reno in the Diamondbacks system. Really tough place to pitch. Last year, Ryan Nelson had an ERA over 5 there. Dre Jameson had an ERA over 6 there. So I don't know that we should assess Pfaadt so much on performance. For what it's worth, last year, once he got to AAA Reno, he had a 264 ERA. So he blew Nelson and Jameson away. Also had a good spring, did Brandon Pfaadt. So I would presume he's the next one up should an opening emerge on the Diamondbacks rotation. And considering Zach Davies is in that rotation, it'll probably happen sooner than later. And Edward Julian, who you mentioned, between spring training in the World Baseball Classic, Edward Julian hit 417 with 5 home runs. So he showed he's like ready to go against advanced competition after reaching base at like a 440 clip the last 2 years in the minors. That's the thing he does best. Not a great defender at second base, but right now the Twins are having to make do with Nick Gordon there. Jorge Polanco apparently just started a rehab assignment, so maybe he'll be back before we get a chance to see Julian. But at some point, I think Julian's bat's going to force the issue. Maybe not at Polanco's expense, but at somebody else's expense.
All right, the 5 prospects that are on the periphery, these are names that are doing something of note as of late and names that you probably should know. Tyler Soderstrom with the A's, Matthew Liberatore with the Cardinals, Parker Meadows with the Tigers, Addison Barger with the Blue Jays, and Nolan Jones with the Rockies. Scott, is there one or two names here that you'd like to highlight from that group?
Yeah, so Matthew Liberatore, you may remember he came up for the Cardinals last year, looked awful, had an ERA near 6. But he was a top prospect for several years leading up to that, basically from the time he was 19. He's still 23 now, so it's not too late for Liberatore to figure it out. And his velocity was up this spring. He had a really impressive start, his final spring start, and his first start at AAA was great too. 5 innings, no earned runs, 7 strikeouts. Cardinals pitching staff has been getting knocked around so far. And Liberatore might be able to help and might be a better help than we expected if he continues to go down this path. And Parker Meadows, Austin Meadows' brother, actually, another outfielder in the Tigers organization. From June 4th on last year, he broke out, cut down on the strikeouts, hit 305 with a 902 OPS. And then this spring, he was clearly the better of the Meadows brothers, hitting 5 home runs. Great defender in center field, too. He has totally flown under the radar in prospect rankings, has Parker Meadows, but there appears to be plenty of power there, some speed. Again, like I said, he's a good defender. So if he stays hot at AAA, he's somebody who could turn into a pretty good dynasty asset.
All right, for more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again next week. Bye-bye.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount+.